The Trump administration is suing New Jersey over a recent state law prohibiting ICE agents from wearing face masks. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
According to the Justice Department lawsuit, Jersey's anti-mask law violates the Constitution and exposes ICE agents to harassment. The suit claims agents must be allowed to keep their identity secret in order to maintain operational effectiveness. When Governor Sherrill signed the measure into law last month, she said, quote, "In the United States of America, we are not going to tolerate masked roving militias pretending to be well-trained law enforcement agents." A statement issued by Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport says the anti-mask law protects law enforcement and the public, and the federal government's lawsuit will, quote, "only undermine public trust and accountability and make it easier for criminals to impersonate our officers." From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
House of Hope, a Delaware emergency shelter, was created after city leaders in Dover identified a gap in services for women experiencing homelessness and offering a safe place for those facing crisis from domestic violence to housing instability. New board chair Larry Merchant says the mission is becoming harder to fulfill as funding has become more limited.
This year has been particularly rough with funding. So many funding organizations have cut back, and the same people are competing for funds with less money being distributed. And we have just not gotten the funding that we normally get.
Without additional support, leaders say the shelter could face closure in the coming months. In response, the organization is turning to the community, planning its first formal fundraiser to draw attention to House of Hope's circumstances and help keep its doors open. At 11:06, it's a sunny 54 degrees, 51% humidity. You can expect a high of 65. This is WHYY 90.9 FM.